Coast Radio News for Wednesday, January 27th, 2021. I'm George Henry. There's been another case of COVID-19 reported for the Florence area for a total of 144, as the overall numbers of cases across Lane County see another day of easing. Lane County Public Health only reported 38 new cases yesterday, as 796 cases were reported statewide. 27 people remain hospitalized in the county. 6 are currently in ICU, and 1 is on a ventilator. Over the past 2 weeks, Lane County missed being moved to a high-risk county by 317 points. Yesterday on social media, Lane County Commissioner Jay Bozovich took a stab at the University of Oregon, claiming that there were 313 cases at the U of O during that period, which helped to keep Lane County at its current extreme level. New county risk levels will go into effect on Friday. 3 counties moved to lower risk, and Grant County moved from lower to moderate. There are still 25 counties at extreme risk. The Oregon Health Authority released its 2-day totals for vaccinations yesterday. The state is not yet consistently reaching the 12,000 per day goal set by Governor Kate Brown. The 2-day total was 17,422, with 10,178 administered on Monday. The state continues to receive more doses of the vaccine, with almost 600,000 doses delivered to date. Over 325,000 doses have been given to Oregonians, including first and second shots. Gas prices continue to be steady across the state as AAA Oregon reports an increase in demand. Prices are on a slow rise, according to Marie Dodds with AAA Oregon. She says as demand grows, you can expect prices to keep pace. Dodds says that demand continues to be lower than the same time last year, and lower, more stable crude prices should keep the price from jumping dramatically. Florence's average price for a gallon of regular gas is at $2.50 a gallon. The Siuslaw School District will be holding a special meeting tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. The virtual meeting will discuss the reopening of schools and the timeline for it, including plans that need to be in place. Superintendent of Schools Andy Griskowiak will present the current information available from the Oregon Department of Education in association with the Oregon Health Authority. Meetings can be viewed by the public on the district's YouTube channel. That's Coast Radio News for Wednesday, January 27, 2021.